Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are under a tornado watch until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Rough weather in the north, very, very north end of, like the J end of Santa Rosa County, and some just east towards like the I-10, almost to the border with Okaloosa. And then at north, like Meridian, Montgomery, that area is very, very bad. If you're driving north, pay attention to the weather today. Also, it is humid outside. I would say it is 5,000% humid.
I think that's an understatement.
I walked outside from the air conditioning and my glasses immediately couldn't see nothing. So there you go. That's right. Dog's mouth hot and wet, right? Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. We have some first look pictures of underneath the bridge. When the new bridge was constructed, one of the things that they added as an amenity was a turnaround so that you can actually, if you're heading, you know, one direction on, or heading north, you can literally turn and go underneath the bridge and turn around and go back the other direction to reach some of those businesses that are right there on this other side. Or you can just go back to Gulf Breeze if you want to.
Right.
So it is really nice, but actually our managing editor, Melanie Parmody, she went underneath there, took a lot of pictures. It's beautiful under there. Right now you can't use it for anything except for traffic because there's still a lot of construction still going on there. Some of the workers who are working with the lights on the bridge are parking there. They're also using the boat ramp, which the boat ramp is closed to traffic because it got damaged during Hurricane Sally.
Right.
And they're still trying to figure out how they're going to pay to fix that. But at this point, only a small, like, flat-bottom boat is able to use that boat ramp there. But the interesting thing about the part underneath the bridge is that it is very beautiful. It's actually very cool. You have a nice breeze blowing under there. You're protected. It'd be a great place for an outdoor festival
or a picnic
or something like that. Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, was it... Parks Advisory Board is probably going to come up with some things to host there. It would be a great location because it would be protected from the
natural sun and from the wind. Great call.
Yeah, actually, yeah, waterfront. So it's going to be really a nice amenity, I believe.
No, I agree with you. I had not thought of it that way. I remember when we first got the tour of that area with Doug Broxson and, you know, kind of like the day before it was going to open up and like, oh, man, this is amazing. All this parking, you know, and everything. But you're right. That would be a great space for a festival because, hey, look at that. Built-in shade. That's fantastic. The city is also getting some art on the electrical junction boxes all around Shoreline and Fairpoint Drive, right?
Yeah, so Mike Warner, he is an architect with the Stoa Architects. He is going to fund the first gyration of this whole project. There are all these electrical boxes along the multi-use path, and they're just gray, and they're, you know, they look like an electrical box. But what they're going to do is they're going to hire this artist who works with Interlight Surf Shop to create a series of drawings, artwork, whimsical, showing things that are, you know, around the area. One of them is a bear that's standing by a palm tree. Another one is, you know, a pelican or a heron that's fishing. So they're going to do nice little amenities also to beautify the area. So that's coming up as
I love them. I love this idea. I've seen them in other places. Like there's a couple of really well-done ones by Southtown, the apartment complex in Pensacola. And I guess on the beach are some Blue Angels-themed ones. And I love it. I just think public art is a fantastic thing. I love to see it. You've got a story about a reef for Santa Rosa?
So the National Resource Damage Assessment, NRDA, NRDA, yes, and everyone knows NRDA, they are giving Santa Rosa County some money for artificial reefs. And the question is, where should those reefs go? Because Santa Rosa County doesn't have a pass to reach the Gulf, it would be, you know, extremely difficult to go from Santa Rosa County all the way through the Pensacola Pass and then back to Santa Rosa County to get to the fishing area. So some people are saying, put the reefs near Pensacola because it'll get more use. Mm. But other people are saying, no, these belong to Santa Rosa County. We need to put them in the Santa Rosa County waters because who knows if one day there could be a pass. And a lot of people say, hey, look, I do like to fish in Santa Rosa County waters. And therefore, you know, anything that we put into the Gulf is going to enhance the fishing also for the pier and, you know, just create more more sea life out there. So they haven't decided yet. The Marine Resources Division is trying to make a recommendation. Final vote will come with the County Commission.
Okay. All right. I look forward to that conversation. This is a good reminder because it's the kind of thing that will sneak up on people. Father's Day is Sunday. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's right. And that's it's right. And we have visitor appreciation day at the museum, right?
Yeah, what a great day to go with Dad to the museum if you can. It'd be so much better than whatever else you probably have planned. So, and I really haven't been out there in so long. I love it. So it's I always learn something brand new every time I go.
Outstanding. And you've got a story about Margie Short's been teaching dance for 50 years. There's just all kinds of stuff in the paper all the time. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. Get it everywhere you get good stuff. And Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, thank you, and I'll see you in the breeze.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about the great Father's Day gift, the subscription to Gulf Breeze News.
Nice, yeah, that's a good one. That's there absolutely true. The good one, Candy. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Whoops, okay. So watching this accident, this is, I don't know if it's the same place. I mean, it is. I-10 westbound, mile marker 6 and 70, the Pine Forest exit. The 9 mile exit, two separate unrelated accidents westbound and backed up quite a ways, almost from 9 mile to Carr City at this point. So that's what that slowdown is. And we've been mentioning this all morning, too. Tornado watch, that's through 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're not showing a whole lot otherwise, at least backup, but another accident, Softly Field, Mobile Highway, not showing a roadblock in that area. Guidy Lane and Candlestick Drive, it says Pensacola, but I know. That is Pensacola, that area. Sorry, we've been getting conflicting cities. Another accident on Highway 98 in Navarre. It's that in Brandt Court. It says no roadblock. And certainly if you know different or if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. One of the things that I really kind of pride myself on with this show is the ability to not just have people who listen who agree, you know, with me, but also people who disagree. They don't mind disagreeing. They come from a different perspective.
Is that why you brought me in? Just kidding.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, but I just got a text in from somebody who represents a demographic that is so completely alien to me and, you know, my experience that I love the fact that you're a listener. Somebody says that the turnaround area underneath the bridge that Lisa was just talking about says that is a fantastic area to turn around after a run or stretching next to the water. Oh, see, people who enjoy running even listen to the show.
That's so funny. I was like,
I love you so much.
Where are you going with this? Yeah. I know.
Where are you going with
it
this?
It is fun, though, once you start doing it.
That's right.
And I will let you know one day.
Yeah, one day when that happens. My wife actually made the comment the other day. She's like, you know how you always joke around about how you know running's not for you or for anybody because when you see them, they never look happy when they're running? I'm like, yeah, that's right. She's like, you know the people driving and see us riding on our bikes probably think the same thing. I'm like, all right, fair. Fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, speaking not of bikes, but of cars, if you've got an import, a Porsche, a Mercedes-Benz, a BMW, a Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, nice cars, you pay extra to get them because you like that import quality. And then when it's time to service it, you think, well, I got to take it to the dealership. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. No problem. That'll save you the cost of the dealership price, but it'll also save you the time and inconvenience, especially if you got to go across the water to get there. You know that traffic is never fun, right? And even on a good day, the Bayway is never a fun thing to drive. So Bobby Likas, all the time they work on these vehicles. They work on, you know, domestic vehicles. They work on trucks, especially your diesel engines. That's something not everybody works on. They do, no problem. Their philosophy is they want to prevent the big things by servicing the small things. Preventative, routine maintenance. That's why their website is called carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic. For your car, you know, bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Carfax 2021 top rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Zoinks!
Good morning, 829 News Radio 92. That's 829. It was 822 and 29 seconds, but you know, whatever. 822 here. Somebody's like, I'm late. Not yet. You got 7 more minutes. Put snooze back on. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, just hello. Welcome to the show. Good to have you. It's hot and super humid. I was inside with the air conditioning on. So cold inside that I went to get a sweatshirt basically out of the car. Instantly blind when I walked outside. A wall of condensation on my glasses the instant I stepped outside. And I did the little hokey pokey, like I went out, couldn't see. Stepped inside, could see. Stepped outside, couldn't see. Just, it's bad, bad humid today. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Drug Administration advisors meeting today to discuss the next round of COVID boosters. Advisors say the next iteration of the vaccine should target at least one of the dominant variants of XBB that may be circulating in the fall. Landlord evicting Twitter from its Boulder, Colorado offices. The company apparently didn't pay its rent. A Boulder District Court judge issued the eviction notice last month, ordering Twitter to return the suites to the property owner. And North Korea has apparently test-fired 2 ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the military detected 2 short-range missiles launched by North Korea earlier this morning. The missile tests come after North Korea vowed to respond to live-fire military exercises that the South Korea and the U.S. have been holding near the demilitarized zone.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, got a text in here. Somebody texting about the California health bill that I was reading to you earlier, the story about where essentially the bill would allow or would force anybody who does health insurance in the state to pay for in vitro and or surrogate for same-sex couples to have kids. I mean, that's the bill. I kid you not, because they think that the mental anguish of being infertile, which is, you know, all gay couples are infertile by definition, that is equal to the mental anguish of straight couples. And therefore, you know, that's where they want to come in. Somebody says it's asking other insured non-queer. That was the term from the article. And that is a term in the industry, by the way. Non-queer persons to pay higher premiums to support something physically impossible in nature. Agreed. It's bizarre, but I wanted to read it to you because you think I'm going to make this stuff up. I can't make this stuff up. 437-1620, 825 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like I-10 westbound is being cleared again this morning, and there's heavy debris, too, at mile marker 5, 6, and 7. So they have moved these automobiles off to the side, so that's what's happening there. But it is still very, very slow between, I would say, the Car City exit, really, and the 9 Mile exit. So just caution there, but it is getting better as they move these vehicles off to the side. Watch for heavy debris, and certainly look out wherever you are. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. Text them in if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You don't watch America's Got Talent, right, Candy?
I've seen it a bunch, but not.
So there was a guy on the other day named Aaron Belial who walks out on the stage, and you know there's something physically wrong with him, like on his left side. It looks like he's probably got cerebral palsy, would be your guess, okay, not knowing. They had a Josh Blue was a comic who came out years ago and performed,
great.
And he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's your name and your age?
And he's using a phone.
My name is Aaron Belial, and I'm 28 years old.
To communicate. Okay. He's texting into the phone.
And what is your talent?
Well, I can't dance. So I'm going to do stand-up comedy.
Oh, wonderful.
So he's not speaking. He's just using the phone to text to do his comedy.
How long have you been doing this?
I did my first open mic about a year ago.
What got you into comedy?
Last winter, I ended up in Portugal. I ended up going to a comedy show there and making all the comics laugh, and they convinced me to try it.
Wow.
So naturally, Howie the comedian asked.
Of course.
Comedy generally is about timing. What is your process?
And not all questions could have been anticipated with pre-made answers, so.
Please hold while the operator types his response. To do my comedy, I use a text-to-speech app. Interestingly enough, the silence while I type just builds tension during a set, and I think people enjoy watching me laugh at my own joke that I'm writing.
Is he smirking?
You should also know that if you heckle me, my service dog is trained to go for the vocal cords.
So then he does his actual stand-up set. You know, they get like 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever.
Most of you look super confused right now. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. I know what you're all thinking. Who ordered Stephen Hawking off of Wish.com?
Oh, God.
Who ordered Stephen Hawking off of Wish.com?
He might be smarter than me, but I would beat him in a race.
Oh, God.
Unless the race is downhill, then I'm screwed.
Jokes only somebody who's got a disability can make, right?
We also have different conditions. He had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and I am Canadian.
And how is Canadian too, by the way?
Specifically, I'm half French. On my left side.
That's the side where his hand is all, his arm, his leg are all messed up, right? So he's pointing to his left side.
I also have a brain muscle disability called cerebral palsy. But being French is way worse than a brain disability.
Wow.
Oh, and then this is the killer. This is the end of the set, right?
I used to have the word handicapped in my social media bio, and then some random white lady messaged me telling me I need to change it to disabled.
Oh.
You can't say that word anymore. It is offensive to disabled people.
I don't think it's offensive. Last time I checked, I was pretty disabled.
Well, you don't get to decide what is offensive or not to disabled people.
Who the hell does then? Some two-legged, white woman on Facebook who is probably commenting on her phone from a handicapped bathroom stall.
I'm so looking forward to his next set. He's hilarious. Again, the guy's name is Aaron Belial. And,
did he get called to Hollywood or what? Or make it to the next?
Well,
thingy?
So the way they do it is they just approve you. Okay. And so he got four votes, you know, standing ovation, four votes.
Oh, great.
And that
He's
means
funny.
That he goes into consideration for the next round. But they they only take about, I don't know, half maybe to a third of all the ones they approve only actually get it to the live shows, unless you get the golden buzzer, you know, in which case you get straight into the live shows. He didn't get the golden buzzer, but anyway, hilarious. We super enjoyed it. So, oh, man, Stephen Hawking off of Wish.com.
Oh, my God, dude.
That is a horrible and hilarious joke all at the same time. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, again, we are under a tornado watch until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So, please, please be prepared for the possibility of severe weather. And definitely if you are driving north today, it's very, very bad up 65 around Montgomery particularly. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next right after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Marine veteran is indicted in the chokehold death of a homeless man on a subway train in New York last month. He says he was defending himself and others. Sources tell Fox the charges are second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams confirming the news in a statement saying, "I have the utmost faith in the judicial process, and now that the grand jury has indicted Daniel Penny, a trial and justice can move forward." Penny has been out on a $100,000 bond after initially being charged by Manhattan prosecutors with second-degree manslaughter in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
Fox's Todd Pyro. At least 79 bodies are recovered off the coast of Greece. A migrant boat sank.
There are at least 100 survivors, some of whom have been hospitalized suffering from hypothermia. Their boat was believed to be smuggling migrants from Libya to Europe across the Mediterranean Sea.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Survivors say that hundreds of people may have been trapped below deck. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 84 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. We do have a tornado watch. That's in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Pensacola City Council approving plans to buy the old Pensacola Motor Lodge on Cervantes. They want to use it as affordable housing.
At the end of the day, 30 units, that even regardless of the state that they're in, is about $33,000 a unit. You can't build anything anywhere close to that, maybe even the studs for that.
The Pensacola City Council's approved that purchase for about $855,000. It'll go up for another vote tonight at the City Council meeting. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city will purchase the building and renovate the units to create 30 affordable housing units. They plan to partner with another organization or find another organization to partner with to operate that facility. Milton City Council meeting tonight. They'll be narrowing down the list of possible city manager candidates for interviews.
I don't think it's too strong a statement to say that this might be the most important decision this council makes.
It will certainly be one of the most, without question.
Because the city manager in a manager council form of government is the chief personnel officer. He does the hiring and the firing. And there are many projects that are being coordinated under the leadership of the city manager, who then, of course, reports to council but obtains guidance from council and the government.
Mayor Heather Lindsay says it'll be tough replacing Randy Jorgensen, who's retiring here this summer. Tonight at 5:30, they'll be hearing a presentation of preliminary candidates from former Gulf Breeze city manager Buzz Eddy, and they'd like to narrow that list down to 10 to 12 people for initial interviews. Feeding the Gulf Coast says they've got 150 sites providing 9,500 meals per day. It's part of their free summer meals program available to all kids in Escambia County.
And a really easy way for students to find a location is by texting food to 304-304 or even visiting our website at feedingthegulfcoast.org, where you can find summer feeding locations as well as pantries that serve the whole family.
That's Rebecca Dawson, the Director of Child Nutritional Programs, and she says that program helps fill the gap for kids that are on free or reduced lunches during the school year but may not have access to meals over the summer. The White House accusing Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville of putting the nation's security at risk. He's been blocking more than 200 routine military promotions in protest of the Defense Department's new policy to pay travel costs for service members seeking abortion or other reproductive care.
These are important nominations that the American people need to keep our country safe. They risk our military readiness by depriving our armed forces of leadership.
And that's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who says that lawmakers shouldn't play politics with military readiness. She says the hold threatens the confirmation of President Biden's pick for Joint Chiefs Chair, Air Force General C.Q. Brown, and others preparing to rotate in as senior military leaders retire. 8:35 right now. It's News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. And local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon is in season and delicious. Right now, learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. We did get a call. Heavy debris, I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, 6, and 7 after two bad accidents this morning. And it's still very slow, I-10 westbound, but a lot better than it was. It was a parking lot earlier. Now it's slow. I think it might be down to one lane. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We are going to be seeing temperatures warm up near 89 degrees, low overnight near 76. Rain chance continues for your Friday with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Friday night temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we do have 84 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. And we've got a tornado watch. Again, that's in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Your money now this morning. The Dow is up 38.10 at 34.17.43. The S&P 500 down 636 at 43.66.23. And the NASDAQ down 61.85 at 13.564.62. Our 10-year bond rate is down just slightly at 3.74%. Gold price is down 14.40 today at 1,954.50. Silver prices also down a bit at 23.67. The chair of the Federal Reserve says inflation is moderated, but he says there is still a long way to go to get it to 2%. Jerome Powell yesterday spoke about the Fed's decision to leave interest rates unchanged for the first time in more than a year. Most officials anticipate there being two more rate increases yet this year. Bud Light is no longer the top-selling beer in the U.S., Nielsen data showing that Bud Light was overtaken in May by Modelo Especial, the Mexican lager brewed near Mexico City during a four-week period that ended on June 3rd. Modelo made up 8.4% of U.S. retail sales. Bud Light, which previously held that top spot for more than two decades, fell to 7.3%. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today what I've got for you is kind of a, you know, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, but is it really a duck kind of questions? That's what we're looking at here. It's a, it, yes, it is or no, it isn't, okay? Story I read in the New York Post, I think. It says here the Times. I'm sure this is a Post story. This would not be a Times story. The headline, I don't live with my husband. It's the secret to our happy marriage. Bianca Turetsky, 43, and Dr. Peter Bach, 58, got married in September of 2021 and then surprised friends and family by not living together, by maintaining separate residences. She's a best-selling author. She was living with her rescue cat, Cleo. He's allergic to cats or something, you know, and he's got, you know, kids who are grown or whatever. And so they don't live together. They maintain separate residences, but they're married. And she says the 38-minute commute to her husband's home, that they've got all this down to a fine art and that it's fantastic. They've been together 6 years and now married about 2 years. And, you know, every day feels like a date. So my question for you, 437-1620, is this a marriage or is this not a marriage?
Oh, that's interesting.
Is
yeah,
it a marriage? Are they married or are they not married? I don't mean like legally on paper or do they wear rings. I mean, is living together a key element? Of course, there's some times when you might be separated by distances or circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Sure,
or, you know,
sure.
You got change of station, but your spouse stays with the kids. I mean, okay, stuff like that happens. I'm just saying this is a willful, deliberate, intentional living separately, not even in different bedrooms, but in different houses, 38 minutes apart from each other. Is that a marriage, Candy?
Yes.
Interesting.
I do think so. Well, no, because there's some couples that have different bedrooms, and I could see that because somebody maybe likes to watch TV 24 hours a day, and it just drives you nuts because
Father's
that's not your thing. And they're
anyway,
not into horror movies or sports or video games, and you just don't have it, so you could just get in another room and get your own TV, and that's and marriages like that.
Sure, sure.
Would probably work out if I had done them like that, but I'm just kidding. No. I guess that's weird. It's so bizarre to me that would happen. Like, you would want to be with your love, I would think, and you could work through everything, but
I'm going to say it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's not a marriage.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Why?
It's not a marriage. Because they're not
living together. Because they don't live together?
Living under the same roof is a key element of being married.
Says who?
Says me. And I'm the Bible on this one.
Does the Bible say that?
It doesn't say that, no. You know, obviously, if
I
you
always
make,
have to ask, does the Bible
if
say that?
It doesn't say that, sure. It's right there in 38th Leviticus.
That's the games chapter.
That's right. Yeah. But to me, like, a marriage is largely inconvenient and annoying. You say, well, that's a selling point. No, just hear me out. Like, part of what marriage is learning how to accommodate somebody else's friction points, their needs, their irritants, you know, all that stuff. Like, you know, and that cannot be had when you're living separately. Yet when you're living together, you create all this, you know, good stuff and also bad stuff. And I don't think this is a marriage.
Because you're not annoying each other?
I think this is a sex-exclusive dating relationship. That's what this is. They're not messing around with anybody else, but I wouldn't describe this as, and by the way, it's a weird situation anyway, because like she's a professional, he's a professional, the kids he's got are grown, they're not trying to have kids or anything like that. So, you know, it's odd. And it's a funny thing, because when you first hear this story, what you probably, some people are like, oh man, we ought to try that. You know, like, well, and of course it's easier. Of course it's easier, because it feels like you're doing something exotic or different all the time, of course. But it's not a marriage.
Okay, I know a couple because they're your best friends and they live apart.
Okay.
Most of the time. And one of them texted in.
All right, I'm looking at my text here. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says, call it what you want. It works for them. Somebody says, touche, Andrew, I concur with your viewpoint of the marriage sentiment.
This one. So I'm not even half married. Because they work in different locations.
But
I know, because I talked to his wife.
Yeah, this is one of those like structural impediments, right? Okay.
I hear you.
And you know, I know this couple very well, and they are very married. Okay, they're very married.
Yeah.
But they would not choose this if they didn't have to.
Okay,
they really genuinely have to under the circumstances of what's going on in their lives. That's why they're doing it. Somebody here says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Oh, by the way, I'm not disputing that this arrangement, which is completely impractical if you have kids, right? I mean, you're basically you're separated, you know, and you're trying to raise kids. Like, it wouldn't make any sense. Okay. But you know, I see how this might work for some people. Because, you know, oh, it's at a distance and we're separated and we're, you know, and all that, and you can miss them and you can have your own life, you know, where you don't have to accommodate anybody else's rules and requests and all that. But again, that's not a marriage. That's like singleness with sort of guaranteed exclusive sex. I mean, that's not a marriage. That's a kind of conjured up alternate structure for something that doesn't accomplish the things that a marriage accomplishes, which is to make you grow. Because it's the hard stuff.
Whenever
and
I see
and you don't
stuff,
have to deal with the hard stuff when you're dealing with this. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Just whenever I see stuff like that, I think of the woman and I have one word, beard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that
I'm
anymore.
I'm not saying that's this.
Either.
437.
I'm not saying that's it either.
I know.
But
I know.
I've always wondered. Marriages
right?
like that because of the tax write-offs
Absolutely,
and stuff. You don't
right.
have to do that now, but whatever.
Somebody here says it's not a marriage, agreed. Somebody says if it works for them in today's world, it isn't so shocking. Well, in the grand scheme of scandalous things today, certainly this is like
that's
a two.
That's not the worst.
This is
yeah,
a two,
man.
You know, maybe a one on a 10 scale.
Plus, you'd get your own garage and junk area.
Somebody here says agreed. Marriage is lots of hard work and compromise and lots of, you know, talking things out and, you know, being angry and resolving anger and all of that kind of stuff. See, I think the problem with this is not so much that it's not a marriage, but that you don't get the benefits of marriage. The benefits are not the advertised benefits, right? The advertised benefits are pretty obvious, but the real benefits of marriage is you grow, you invest yourselves together, you share the hard and the good times, and that's the stuff that is the benefit of marriage. As somebody once said it to me, is Andrew, you know, marriage isn't to make you happy, it's to make you holy. Which is why God made it, okay? And that stuff doesn't come on the easy. This is trying to get marriage on the cheap, on the easy. And so that's why it's not a marriage. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's not on the cheap. It's the more expensive. I mean, looking at it like that.
They're paying in order to have not marriage. Yeah,
plus,
right
where
are
they?
That.
If they live in New York City, man, that's stupid. You would rent out your other, I mean,
right.
My God. With
Save
rent,
some cash here.
Dummy. And I never get to say that. I-10 westbound. It looks like it has cleared up quite a bit. Still a little bit slow. It looks like near Pine Forest, a couple of bad accidents. Technically, I think four accidents, two earlier this morning and two maybe an hour ago. I-10 westbound near mile marker 7, but it looks like, again, that has been cleared up. Watch for heavy debris, mile marker 5, 6, and 7. Moonlight Drive and Windham Road in Milton showing a vehicle crash with debris in the roadway. Guidy and Candlestick Lane, that's sort of over near UWF area, not directly next to it, but in that area it looks like an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. Fairfield and Sycamore Drive showing an accident with no roadblock, and Softly Field and Mobile Highway near the McDonald's showing one accident, but moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, I strongly recommend Frontier Motors. And one of the reasons, I mean, kind of an overriding reason to me, is because they're not looking at selling you a car the way a lot of used car dealers do, which is the, I hope I can get them to buy this one car and then we never have to deal with them again. They want to sell you a car and make you so happy about the experience that you come back and back and back and back and really don't want to go anywhere else. An example of what they do is I got a call 6 months after we bought the car to make sure everything was okay. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. What do you, don't bother me. I got a call a year after we bought the car to make sure everything was okay. I'm like, yeah, one of the keys. Well, he offered to fix it, and I kind of in the back of my head was like, how much? And he's like, no, for free. Like, that's, you know, you bought a car expecting to get all the keys working, and, you know, we'll take care of you. So they did in about 8 to 10 minutes. It was easy peasy. Now, who does that? Used car dealers don't typically do that. They don't want to follow up. They're hoping, you know, got that car out the door. You know what I mean? Like, but that's not how front, because they specialize in the kind of cars they can stand behind. So they're not afraid to follow up with you later. And if there is a problem, they will take care of it. Because I know I've had other people I've talked to where, you know, there's sometimes issues with cars and they take care of them because that's how they do business. That's why they've been around for more than a quarter century, serving the Pensacola community right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and I've talked many times about Christina Leavenworth and how, you know, 230 homes sold last year. That's kind of amazing. Help you on the buy side, particularly if you're a first-time buyer. It's a time when you really, like, you're deciding to step up from renting or whatever. And, you know, you want to make sure you get somebody who's going to take you through that whole process because it's very anxious, you know, that whole process if it's new to you. But here's the thing. She will also tell you if now is not the right time to buy. Like, especially if you're renting, you know, like she might advise you now is not the time to rent. I know because I was watching one of her Instagram stories the other day that said, for some people, here are the circumstances where you shouldn't rent. You say, why on earth would a real estate agent trying to buy and sell homes tell you to rent? Because she's honest. Like, that's the whole point. She's going to tell you what's the right answer for your situation because more than making a sale or making a buck, she wants to help people. Now, a lot of times she helps you by making a sale, making a buck. But a lot of times she can help you by just telling you, you know, maybe now's not the right time or maybe you'd be happy staying in the home you've got. So if you want an honest assessment of what's going on and, you know, real good guidance if you do decide to need the professional service, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
Yep, my baby left me, never said a word. Love is something I done, something that hurt me.
There is no getting around the fact that PM2.5, this very fine particulate matter, can travel literally miles. So there is no distance in which PM2.5 cannot travel. We have PM2.5 coming from Africa, dust from Africa coming to the United States all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. So there is no 100% guarantee that particulate matter is not going to leave this site.
And that's Chips Kirchenfeld with Escambia County talking about the possibility of permitting the Delta Concrete facility to move. Well, it's already out of its old location on Palafox. They want to move into a location on Burgess Road just west of Palafox. It's really like right down the street around the corner. The problem is that some of the residents that have been informed about this subject are fine with it and had questions, but now they're persuaded. Other residents like Pat Green, who live right across the street on Burgess, some residents who live across the street on Pinestead, the other way, on Burgess, she's angry and says that she feels like they've been deceptive. And, you know, listening to the complaints that the people who are opposed have raised, I don't think they're well-founded complaints. Okay, this is, but it's not my backyard or, in her case, front yard. But it is, you know, kind of close to where I live down the street. I know the area really well. So basically what Chips is saying is, you know, you can't promise that none of this fine particulate matter, the concrete dust, will ever leave the area. They've got spraying down, and they've got all kinds of remediation to prevent that. They have tree buffers. They've got grass, which is an improvement over the old facility. It's farther away from all houses than they were at their old facility, so it's definitely an upgrade if they do get the permit. But, yeah, I mean, you can't promise, okay? And so these folks are like, you know, not in my front yard, basically, which is, I mean, it's an understandable response. So when it came to the conversation about what to do, they wanted a one-year permit. That's how this works. You get a one-year permit to operate under these conditions. And Lumen May, who is the commissioner in that area, and of course has to represent kind of the environmental justice perspective and the people who have been hurt in prior examples of like Wedgewood and, you know, poor people having to get relocated like off of the old Superfund site on 29. Like all of this kind of stuff is in the background. And so he says, you know, basically, I'm torn.
The problem tonight is that you have a neighborhood that's split. You have a neighborhood that's divided on whether or not they want this. I'm uncomfortable tonight denying this, and I'm uncomfortable approving this.
And I kind of feel where he's at, but at the same time, I think that the owner-operator has really done his best to educate the people and has gone out of his way to do that. And, of course, he's in this condition, as Mike Kohler rightly pointed out, that really, he was forced out of business by FDOT when they eminent domained his old location away because of this massive renovation project for US 29 and I-10 that's a, by the way, $250 million project. The Florida-Alabama TPO just yesterday approved a price increase to $241 million to basically straighten out I-10 and reach and change a bunch of the on-ramps and to widen it to six lanes. So as a result of that, they kicked him out of business. And so why should he have to stay out of business for a useful service recycling concrete when a few residents who are maybe marginally informed about all of the facts here are kind of upset about it? Well, this is where you have a conversation. So I'll finish up explaining kind of what happened here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Be easier to tell you where the accidents aren't. But good news is we're not showing any roadblocks. Guidi and Candlestick Lane in Pensacola showing an accident. I-10 westbound, mile marker 7. Heavy debris on I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, 6, and 7. Vehicle crash has been cleaned, moved off to the side. Still a little slow in that area. Softly Field, Mobile Highway showing an accident with no roadblock. And Fairfield and Sycamore also showing an accident with no roadblock. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody texted in to ask me, where is this in relation to West Florida High School? My answer was about the same distance as it used to be before, maybe a half mile, something like that. West used to be west and north, and now it's just going to be straight west. But it really is, it's about the same, so that's not really a concern for this particular case. So what they basically did is Mike Kohler proposed, hey, can we do it for maybe 90 days? You know, give him a 90-day permit and then check back and see. And Robert Bender had kind of been on the same page, like, well, let's try it and see what happens. But, you know, Lumen May was just kind of unwilling to do that, wouldn't allow it, wasn't willing to allow the motion to be amended. It was kind of a weird moment in the meeting. Here, this is what it sounded like.
For me, it's just the eminent domain that this company got taken out. I just don't think that's right. And they've been out since January. I have a concrete company right across the Bio Chico Bridge. I don't know much about concrete. I know Chairman May does. But I'll make a motion, a 90-day conditional permit for them to crush concrete at this site.
Which makes sense.
You can't do that. There's already a motion on the floor.
Well, you could amend the motion on the floor.
Well, I'll make a motion to I didn't. Can we rescind that? Someone that made it has to.
I'm not going to rescind the motion. There's a motion and a second on the floor. We can vote it up or we can vote it down.
So just like unwillingness to hear the possibility of changing it to 90 days. So what they wound up doing in the end is they voted 3-2 to punt it for a month. So July 30th is going to be the next meeting. They haven't been able to do work, you know, for several months because of FDOT. So they're basically losing money all the time and the jobs and all that kind of stuff that go with it. And I would expect when they come back in July 30th, they're going to approve it. I would expect that. But it was a chance to do a good compromise, good governance kind of thing, and they wound up really not doing that. Burgosh, Barry, and May voting to punt it for 30 days to come back again and then talk about the year. So, yeah, they didn't get it right, in my opinion. But it's not a no, and a later is better than a no in this case. All right, a quick future news. Will that US 29 I-10 interchange When will that be done at $250 million? You want to take a stab at that?
Tomorrow.
8 years.
8 years. 8 years? You really think?
Well, at least they will permanently eliminate the on-ramps of despair.
Listen on air at 92.3.